We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This program is actually the first to be recorded on our new sound equipment. This equipment filters out all extraneous and unpleasant noises. So I doubt whether you'll hear our panelists this week. They are Barry Cryer and Mike Harding on my left. Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on my right. Not forgetting our wonderful bouncy scorer, Samantha. Oh. Almost wearing a lovely dress tonight. I think that's worth a twirl.
Careful.
Now then, we're going into the first round, which is called The Last Thing I Remember. This is a variation on the game Famous Last Words, and I shall be asking the teams for the last thing they remember before being totally incapacitated. The winner will be the one with the most marks or bruises. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton.
And the last thing I remember was asking Sir Geoffrey Howe to explain to me the secret of his success. And then falling very, very slowly backwards.
Mike.
Hello, Colonel Gaddafi. I'm collecting for the American ex-servicemen's home.
Well, the last thing I remember is Barry McGuigan saying to me, "So you think I've got a funny little high-pitched voice, do you?"
Last thing I remember was having a gargle in Sellafield.
The last thing I remember, Murray Walker saying, "Well, here comes Nelson Piquet, and as usual, he's got his car perfectly under control as he comes."
Mike.
The last thing I remember before my face went all hairy was saying, "Yes, Dr. Jekyll, I'll try another one."
Any more? Right, well, let's go on now to the point where I give the team. I'm going to give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the programme. This week they'll be announcing late arrivals at the Teacher's Ball. The Teacher's Ball. And we hurry along to a game called Gargle Gargle. And this, as you probably guessed from the title, is a gargling round. One team will gargle a well-known song and another team will... Well, the other team will try to identify it. Tim and Willie will begin gargling as soon as the studio audience have donned their waterproof clothing, which is Tim and Willie now.
Came out.
Last orders, please.
My chicken's died.
I think that's enough, don't you?
Yeah. I think it's enough, too.
That was a medley.
So, Mike and Barry, can you have any idea what that tune was?
They changed the tempo. I thought it was Night and Day at first.
Yeah.
Then we thought it was Gilly Gilly Off and Fefo Country on the Boat, and we thought that.
Yeah. Phase when we thought that. I lost the will to live halfway through.
The Fly on the Manning Trapeze.
Yeah. Girl from Ipanema.
Correct.
I thought.
Brilliant.
You're playing with us.
Tumultuous applause there for. And let's see what you can do with your gargle now, Mike and Barry.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes,
yes. This glass is flat.
That's it, really?
Well, that's
This is in the Uruguayan police manual, you know.
I didn't hear any tune at all.
No.
Just saw we shared it.
Old grey-haired man dying.
Come back, Barry.
He spat out the second chorus.
Do you want to give them an? Do you want to give them a
Oh. Hello, hello, hello.
Hop, what a hop, rotten hop. Song.
Oh,
what a
it's rotten the song. Laughing policeman.
What a rotten
yeah,
song.
Not the godly policeman.
Oh. Trying to miss me.
Looking policeman, in my view.
And here's Samantha now with the score up to now.
Oh.
Thank you. Limericks. Limericks is the name of this next round. I'm going to ask you teams to make up some limericks that are suitable for broadcasting, so it'll all be over in a flash. I'll give you the first line, and then you take one line each, and we'll start with you, Barry Cryer. There was a young duchess called Fergie.
Who went down with a touch of the lurgy.
When Andrew came home,
he slipped her a bone.
Which his mother had meant for a curgy.
Well, Tim gets the sympathy vote for that one.
And the Bob Martins.
Willie, I'm going to start you off on this line. A lion with a surgical truss.
Like a gargle.
A lion with a surgical truss. Said, I don't want to make any fuss.
But that dumb unicorn...
Oh, good.
...keeps on showing me soft porn.
It's not a thing that I care to discuss. Well, finished it.
Yeah.
It's Mike, here's a line for you. As they banged in the bed of hard nails...
Woohoo! Said the Princess of Wales.
Uncanny, she could almost have been here. She blew him a kiss.
And said, we've never done this.
In top hat and white tie and tail.
Teams are inspired tonight. One way to deal with that is to throw a line at you, Tim. A warped...
Cruel and warped... accurate.
This involves some mispronunciation by me, but I can't help that. A warped taxidermist from Stoke...
...was stuffing a pig in a poke.
Said the porker, hey, Fred.
I'm very far from dead.
Is this your idea of a joke?
There you go.
Right, well now, as everyone listening will know, the sale of Mornington Crescent fell through last week, and this means that the ban on the game has now been lifted and we're once again able to play it. And for the benefit now of those of you who may have forgotten the rules during its prolonged absence, we're going to play an absolutely straight version in its simplest form. So keep it simple, teams, please, so that people can catch up on the rules. We'll ask you, Barry, to make the first move, please.
Langham Street. An old one, but
yes,
it's all right. Starters.
My riposte is at Portland Place.
Portland Place. Well, I checked out. I remember the last time that I came, I got away with this, so I'll try it again because it's the last one on the Northern Line before it was closed down in 1947. Oldham Mumps. It was allowed then. We checked it in the book.
Oldham Mumps. Oldham Mumps.
Mumps. It's a station. It's the last one on the Northern Line.
Now I remember why he hasn't been back for a long time. Oh, dear. Mill Street, I suppose.
Mill? No, Old Street.
One. Fleet Street. She's gone to Wapping.
Good
Street. Makes it more confusing.
Good Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Ah.
Yes.
Why?
Ah!
You look perplexed
by that, Barry.
That's fair under the old rules.
Barry looks a bit perplexed.
He hates losing.
No, let him have it. It's all right.
There's a man in the audience there nodding vigorously. Wake him up, somebody. We're going to play the game now called Paranoia. Team A decides that there is something wrong with Team B, and Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions. Team A reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction. What we're going to do now is to put this up on the studio computer, and here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Mike and Barry think they are Sun reporters. Sun reporters.
Well, Barry and Mike, this is your affliction, which has been notified to the people listening at home. So, Barry and Mike, will you start your inquiries as to what your affliction is?
Is it collectively the two of us, or are we two individuals in this affliction?
An extraordinary number of long-syllabled words. I think he rummaged through the thesaurus for that little lot. Yeah.
Congratulations, we underestimated
well
you.
Well done. Mm. It's impossible to underestimate me.
But we both got it.
Oh, yes.
That's more like
that's
it.
What he asked
that's more like more it. Like
they
have you both met my got interpreter? It, I can see it.
Yes. Not, can it I physical... spell that for you? Y-E-S, just in case you want to get in.
Physical or mental? In the body or in the head?
I think it starts in the mind and affects the body.
But number three is more physical.
Is humility involved in this?
Certainly not. No. Do we imagine we're members of the government?
Yes. Is it a form of animal?
Yes.
Now, that was misleading. It's positively a whopping lie.
Are we real or mythical creatures?
Too real.
Creatures is the right word.
And real's quite good.
Got to be politics involved in any way?
Certainly not.
Nah. Unless you read the small print.
Is it to do with congenital lying?
Oh, yes.
Robert Maxwell, Richard Murdoch newspapers?
Richard Murdoch!
Again,
Shah. We think we're Eddie Shah.
No.
Give us a clue.
We've given you so many.
Oh, but we didn't spot them.
No, you wouldn't.
Clues like Murdoch.
It's to do with obtuseness.
Well, you wave your arms
around. I'll give, concentrate on one particular organ.
Think of our shapely hostess.
Pardon?
Samantha Fox.
Yes.
So I've heard, but no, just think about it.
Roy Rogers, now, come on.
We work
for tabloid newspapers.
Tabloid.
We are Sun reporters.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Right, Tim and Willie, if you can get your answer in rather less time than it takes an elephant to give birth. Your affliction's going up on the computer board, and here it is for you at home.
Tim and Willie think they are paranoid. Paranoid.
Ah. Stunned silence from the studio audience here, but not, I hope, from Tim and Willie, who'll start questioning now.
Do we both have paranoid feelings about this?
I don't know why you... Well, don't
I don't know why you're so worried about it. It's quite easy.
It's all right. Just relax.
All right.
We're paranoid.
Well, it bounced up, didn't it, overall?
We're going on to a musical round now.
Pretty close.
I'd like to take the opportunity to say that it's lovely to have Colin Sell back on the programme.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But, like George Washington, I cannot tell a lie, so I won't. I'm going to ask each team to sing a medley, and during the medley it'll be their task to censor, by means of a buzzer, any words which they consider will outrage public decency and inflate Mrs. Whitehouse's telephone bill.
Or frighten the horses.
So, Barry and Mike, now, I'm going to ask you to sing a medley from the Oh, What a Lovely War songbook.
Goodbye, Dolly, I must ask you. Oh, it breaks my heart to go. Something tells me I am needed at the front to the foe. See, the soldier boy's up, and I can no longer hark, I hear the Dolly Gray.
Goodbye, goodbye, wipe the baby deer from your... And then he, way up the river he would, he'd give her then he'd, and now and then, she would tell him when, he'd around, and then they'd again, and then he'd... A little further he would, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his, take a few more encores, and then he'd...
Okay, now, Willie and Tim, I want you to sing something from the High Society songbook.
I love you, Samantha.
Oh, look, they're jiggling in rhythm.
And life will never remember, Samantha, I'm a one guy. Together, Samantha, we could a star and it high. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one guy. And if some distant day you decided to say, get along, go away. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one guy.
I... You and you, me, true, true, so on and on it will always be true, true, for you and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to but to you and to me, forever true. Who wants to a millionaire?
I don't.
That flashy everywhere?
I don't.
Who wants the bother of a estate?
A estate is something I'd hate.
Who wants to in champagne?
I don't.
Who wants a supersonic?
I don't.
Who wants a
Cartier too?
I don't.
And I don't,
cause all I
is you.
And we go on to a round which is called Secondhand Car Salesman Jargon. I'd like the teams to give us some examples of the jargon secondhand car salesmen use and then tell us what it means. We'll start with you. Who should we start with? You look pretty creative at the moment. Tim.
A bargain not to be missed. Everyone else has hit it.
You'll enjoy a spin in this. Means just try braking on a wet road.
Only 250,000 miles on the clock, but you should have seen what it said on the hourglass.
One careful owner. The other 32 were nutters.
Take you to Paris and back, one tank of petrol, as long as you live in Versailles.
You won't see upholstery like this every day means you won't see upholstery like this every day.
ample boot space, room for at least two pairs or four pairs of carpet slippers.
It's a fun car. The salesmen in the back room are rolling all over the floor.
Fitted with child-proof locks. A child may not be able to break into it, but everyone else can.
One previous owner, Evel Knievel. Two previous owners, Starsky and Hutch.
They don't make them like this anymore. They got fed up being sued.
Cross between an Allegro and a Rover. Sort of leg over.
Current MOT. There's this garage in Wandsworth.
Righto, teams. Well, that was jolly good. We're going to play...
Enjoyed that. Did you have to...
We're going to play the round which is called Pick-Up Song. In this round, one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. The opposing team must then take up that word or the last syllable to make it sometimes a bit easier. But they must sing a different song containing that word or syllable. So we'll start with you, because I know you like these musical rounds. Barry Cryer.
By the light of the silver...
Willie.
Silver threads among the gold. It's an original tune, but it's...
Maybe it's gold. Maybe it's gold outside. Baby, it's gold outside. Oh, baby.
It's because I'm a Londoner that I love... Lun. I love.
Lun is the name of my butcher. He's a bit of a lad. No, you wouldn't know that one.
Lun. Old meat.
I just old made meat. It up.
Lun. It was love originally.
Lun. Dun pride has been handed down to us. Us
soggy day in London town had me low.
Dolly.
Blow, Dolly. Just, this is Joe.
Where does Joe come into it?
Well, he's saying this is Louis, Dolly, or whatever. It could be Joe.
Joe, me the way to go home. I'm tired.
Tired of living. Scared of dying.
And
dying. Dying, 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 dying went the trolley.
That's it, that's it.
Let's do another. I enjoyed that. Let's do another one.
You'd like to join in this round, perhaps?
Let's do another one. We'll start with you, Tim.
Once I had a secret love that dwelt.
Nice.
Dwelt.
In marble halls. I dwelt in marble halls.
Halls of me. Why not take all of me?
Me and my shadow.
No hint. Shadow nurse.
Sailing down the Ave.
Ave Nagila. Ave.
To tell you the truth, I've forgotten how that game ends. We're going to do one now that I know all about. This is the point in the programme where I sit back and relax and listen to your announcements, teams, of the late arrivals at the teacher's ball.
Oh, they've walked out.
Free for all, anybody can start.
There was one on the playing fields of Eton's and their son Walter Lou.
Wendy Bell goes.
Would you welcome, please, this rather sickly couple of people, Mr. Lesson and also Mrs. Games.
Oh, nice.
I was lucky enough to bump into Sir Raving Looney and effect the following introduction. Sir Keith Joseph, Sir Raving Looney.
From Spain, is to family. His cousins Juan and Juan is to.
Oh, yes.
Also from the common market from Germany, welcome, please, Herr Zappunos and his son Hans Zappunos.
Oh, here's the woodwork class all dressed up as lumberjack dancers, doing their logger rhythms.
Teacher at the end of his tether, from Mongolia. You'll be the death of me.
Welcome, please, the sadistic head and assistant head. That's Ben Dover and I Wacom Daly.
And their cousin, Ivor Kane.
There's the biology master, Des Ectofrog.
Well,
with his hen, Ut. N-U-T, you see. I should have stuck with Des, I think.
Mr. and Mrs. Pulfer and their daughter, Anna Pulfer, the teacher. And I'm all for them.
Oh, God. Oh, God. There's Captain Gown. Just got his sea levels.
From Nepal, the Gurkha family, Tension, and their son, Indy Tension.
And his drunken girlfriend, Mole Tiplication.
I'm from Sweden.
Here they come.
Because they always come from Sweden. Last lesson and head of school.
And pedagogue.
And the band for the ball, Mark Register and the Absence. Who have replaced the advertised band, a German umpire duet called Kurt Answers and Hands Up.
Well, I hate to interrupt the fun, but it's time to say that that's all for this week. Join us again next time. From all of us, goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Barry Cryer, Mike Harding and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew-Archer.